From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Florida Public Service Commission has approved $151 million in advanced nuclear costs for Florida Power and Light. That's the total amount that FPL requested, and the vote was unanimous. It means that a customer who uses 1,000 kilowatt hours a month will be charged $1.69 a month for the advanced costs, and that begins in January. The costs were approved despite objections from the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. It argues that FPL has failed to demonstrate its intent to actually build the new Turkey Point reactors. Governor Rick Scott has issued a challenge to Florida's 28 state colleges. Come up with four-year degrees that are both affordable and will get the graduate a job. State colleges are those schools that used to be known as community colleges. Scott opposes tuition increases, and he's asked the colleges to come up with options.
What degrees can they come up with that they can provide for $10,000, so you as an individual can go get a degree. Maybe you need to work to because your parents, like my parents, couldn't pay for it. But can you get a degree in an area where you can get a job and you can afford to pay for your own education and not have to go incur a bunch of debt?
The colleges last month put out a plan to boost the number of students who finish their degrees, earn more money, and stay here. The announcements are viewed by some as a preemptive stance against expected calls from the Blue Ribbon Task Force on Higher Education Reform. It's looked at allowing state colleges to raise tuition on programs that are not deemed strategic areas of emphasis. That includes science, technology, engineering, math, the so-called STEM fields. In the spring, Scott vetoed a bill that would have allowed some colleges to raise tuition on STEM programs. Perhaps you've had your fill of these two things, shopping and eating. But here goes anyway. As for the shopping, the hard retail numbers will be coming out later this week, but initial reports seem to indicate that opening more stores on Thanksgiving did not translate to people spending more time shopping and therefore spending more money. And as for food, cooks who want to indulge in Florida-grown products in their next holiday menus have a new source. It's called Field to Feast, and it's a lavishly illustrated new book from the University Press of Florida. Valerie Alker will try to get your appetite going once again.
The 300-page book takes readers on a tour of nearly 100 farming operations, growing everything from olives in the Panhandle to chestnuts in Alachua County to mangoes on the southeast shore of Lake Okeechobee. One of the contributors is Heather McPherson, food editor and restaurant critic for the Orlando Sentinel and former president of the Association of Food Journalists.
One of the great things that we found as we painted our portrait of Florida agriculture is its wonderful diversity. From 12-generation cattle ranchers to people who are farming 1 acre for a community-supported agriculture and just feeding their communities, all of it feeds back into the Florida economy. It's quite impressive.
The book also contains recipes incorporating these products and covers the spectrum from soup to nuts. In Fort Myers, I'm Valerie Alker.
Now go have dinner. For more news anytime, day or night, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?